Gospel according to Luke, chapter 6. Give to everyone who asks you, and do not ask for your property back from someone who takes it. Treat others as you would like people to treat you. If you love those who love you, what credit can you expect? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit can you expect? For even sinners do that much. And if you lend to those from whom you hope to get money back, what credit can you expect? Even sinners lend to sinners to get back the same amount. Instead, love your enemies and do good to them, and lend without any hope of return. You will have a great reward, and you will be children of the Most High, for He Himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be compassionate, just as your Father is compassionate. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and there will be gifts for you, a full measure, pressed down, shaken together, and overflowing, will be poured into your lap, because the standard you use will be the standard used for you. Today, the 1st of February, in Ireland, where we say it's the first day of spring, rather optimistically, although the snowdrops are out, great harbingers of the spring, the daffodils are coming, so spring is on the way. But it is the feast of St. Bridget. And throughout Ireland, we would celebrate the feast of this extraordinary, wonderful woman. She was born somewhere around 452, and her father was a pagan chief, and her mother a slave. And between them, they produced this great woman, Bridget. And Bridget studied under St. Mel, the bishop, and she took vows of consecration to the religious life. And in 470, she founded the Abbey of Kildare. Kildare, the Church of the Oaks, on the plains of Kildare. It was quite an extraordinary movement that she started. She founded two abbeys in Kildare, one for men and one for women. Quite an extraordinary thing in any time, but especially in those times. And she worked with the Bishop Conliff, and not only did she spread the gospel message throughout Ireland, but she sent missionaries throughout the known world. Whenever I look over the plains of Kildare, across the Curra, which is world famous for breeding and training and racing racehorses, and you see the round tower and you see the cathedral of Bridget, all those years ago, this woman was a woman of vision, a woman of great strength. She is the patroness of cows and people who look after cows, because as a young girl, she was a dairymaid. And to be a good person with cows, you need to be strong, sensitive, intelligent, perceptive. You need to have a kindness and a gentleness about you. And all these qualities Bridget brought into religious life. A woman of great vision. A woman of great energy. A woman that we feel we need today. And so on this Feast of St. Bridget, I pray for all women religious. And I pray that we will all have that enthusiasm, that vision, and that generosity. She so loved the poor and she gave continually to the poor. St. Bridget, today, look after us all. Amen.